With the economy picking up steam, this Thanksgiving week is expected to be better for shop owners and retailers compared to last year's holiday. The turkey is barely defrosted, but retailers are ready to go.
This just in, Macy's is giving away $1 million.
Is here early.
It's 5 p.m. with amazing four-hour deals on the hottest Friday. We are cooking up big.
This Thursday at 8 p.m., get all...
I got up at 3 a.m. for Black Friday, but I saved hundreds.
Wow, are you dizzy yet? Well, it turns out those ads and also the holiday season itself are tapping into a very primitive part of our brains. NPR's Sonari Glinton explains.
Here's a cold, hard fact about the holiday shopping season around Thanksgiving. It's delivered to us by Sucharita Molperu. She's a retail analyst with Forrester Research.
Black Friday is a big shopping day, but in the rank order, it's probably sixth, seventh. It's on the list, but it's definitely not number one.
If Black Friday is not the best day sales-wise for store owners, okay, what about consumers?
There's more of a sport to Black Friday shopping, and people expect some deal, but they aren't likely to get the best deal on a particular item because the best deal may have already happened 6 months ago.
Overall, the best holiday deals don't happen on Black Friday. They usually happen right before Christmas and after. Analysts have been saying that to shoppers for years, and it's something we should all know, but we still go out. That raises an important question.
So why do people do this?
The woman with the answer is Camelia Cunin. She's a behavioral economist at the University of North Carolina.
I think it's because of the role that emotions, especially positive emotions like excitement, play on people's decision-making process.
Okay, folks, we're about to get deep, so lock in. Cunin says our financial decisions are governed essentially by two centers in our brain. One is the fear-anxiety center. That's the part of our brain that reacts to panics or makes us run away from danger. The other is the reward center. Cunin says this part is triggered when we're happy. And she says there's run-of-the-mill happy.
And then there's happy excited, happy aroused, happy frenzied, okay? And it's really that happy frenzied state that is driven by a lot of activation in this brain reward center. It's when you feel the impetus to sort of go for it.
That go for it impulse is what makes the holiday season run. Every single part of the holidays, the music, the food, for some of us, the family, all go to get us excited and to activate that primitive part of our brain.
And when that happens, people end up making certain choices that are quite interesting. So they tend to take on more financial risk. They tend to prefer much more strongly immediate rewards rather than delayed rewards. And they tend to be much more interested in purchasing a good that's shown to them.
More interested in purchasing a good that's shown to them? Sound like those Black Friday ads to you? Meanwhile, the analysts say retailers know about this ancient part of our brain and they've worked on it for centuries. The problem is, in the age of the internet, whether they can keep the pace.
What's going on, I think convenience is a huge thing to the consumer.
Howard Davidowitz is a retail analyst. He says right now the internet gives consumers the upper hand. The fight amongst retailers is who can have the most convenient option for customers.
So that everybody is trying to capitalize on that. The consumer wants free shipping, and they want it right away, period.
And if you don't give that to them?
You got a problem because your competitor will.
It's not about which store or brand has the keys to our brain. It's about which retailers can get in line first. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.